Blog Talk Radio.
Christian psychics. This is going to be a phenomenal night. It's already a high energy night. I know that we've got some of our absolute best advisors from the network of ChristianPsychics.com that are already on the line and waiting to do our wonderful Sunday night roundtable of readings. This is where anyone can call into the show and get a reading. And what's neat about it is that each advisor will take the same client that calls in and they'll be able to give their opinion with their advisors, with their angels, with their spirit guides are sharing with them, they'll share with the client. So this is always a fun night, and it's a great night for people to get a really a good consensus of what's going on. Because at the Network of Christian Psychics, we're very careful about only telling the truth. We only tell people what we actually see. Not that other shows don't do that or other psychics don't do that. We just make it a priority not to say or give any information that isn't being shown or provided to us by our divine source. So I think that makes everybody feel comfortable and safe, and it kind of fits right into that little niche of being in line with everybody's Christian views as well. For those who practice organized religion and non-organized religion, those who are just spiritual, we all want to make sure information is coming from a good and divine source, and certainly ours is. So if you'd like to call in and get a reading tonight, you can call us at 323-679-0882. 323-679-0882. I want to welcome, we've got Reverend Jay with us tonight. Welcome, Reverend Jay.
Hey, it's Reverend Jay.
And Reverend Jay forgot to take it off mute. I bet you. Hi, Reverend Jay. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm leaving it on mute because the animals are out tonight.
Okay. Well, could
you know
be
why?
Because of that new... Yeah, the new picture.
No, because it's Sunda.
Oh, because it's Sunda? It's Sun.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got
because
it.
That's
yeah.
The Y on the Sunday.
I know, you know, and I did forget the Y on the Sunday, and the reason why I haven't changed it is that's actually now embedded into your URL code of all the past shows, and so I don't know if I change it, and it's just so bizarre, so I've kind of been wrestling with myself. I'm not quite sure what to do. Let me see, who's next in line here in the queue? We've got Susie, Susie B. Welcome, Reverend Susie B.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show. Tonight we've got Ellen, who's next in line in the queue here. Welcome, Ellen, Advisor Ellen.
Hello, everyone.
And
I'm so
then
excited
we've
to be
got...
ready for the new year.
Oh, is it going to be great? It's going to be such...
I know.
I'm telling you, we're going to blow the doors off tonight. And we've got Grace with us again tonight. Welcome, Grace.
Blessings to everyone.
Now, while I've got everyone on the phone right now, I just want to say I'm glad that we've all obviously survived Christmas, because we know what that's like. Everybody rushes around and tries to get ready for Christmas. We often forget the true meaning of what Christmas is all about. But I'm glad that everybody's on the phone tonight. That means everybody survived the hectic season. And we've got Kelly in the chat room, and Kelly will be in the chat room all night. So if anyone has any questions or needs some advice or wants to pose a question in there, feel free to. She will retype it in big, bold, bright letters so that I'll be able to see it as it scrolls by, and we'll make sure that we get those questions answered as well. Alrighty, so does anybody have anything they want to, any of our advisors, anything they want to share tonight before we get the show started?
Can I
say something after Susie?
Go ahead, Susie. Yes, please.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, did you want to say something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. I'm listening to Jay.
Okay.
I just wanted to say thank you, Dr. Jenny, for all the work that you put into the network of Christian psychics. What people don't know is that Dr. Jenny has been working all through Christmas to get the new site up. And if anybody is in the chat room or on the line listening, please go see the site. It's Dr. Jenny's made some wonderful changes, and we're looking forward to, you know, a wonderful new year with the network of Christian psychics, and she really deserves accolades.
Tilly, thank you very much, Jay. Thank you. And Ellen, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, all day long I've been getting all this crackling energy from the Archangel Michael, and I just know that we're going to have a great year with our callers and with our advisors, and of course you, Jenny, for putting us all together so we can reach out and help people, and people know where to come if they have any questions and guidance. It's really exciting. This year's going to be a great year.
I'm telling you, isn't it? 2013 is going to be the year. I don't know why. I just feel that way. So I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our very, very first caller. This caller's calling in from area code 901 with a prefix of 486. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, and thank you, Christian Psychics, for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Tell me, what's your first name?
My first name is Annabelle.
Annabelle, what a beautiful first name. That actually was my grandmother's first name. And Annabelle, can you tell me? Yeah, and she was, of course, Annabelle was from, she was from Italy. My grandmother came over here to, you know, like a lot of people did, to Ellis Island. Was her first step onto American soil, but her name was Annabelle. And what part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Tennessee. I love me Tennessee, let me tell you. I love me some Tennessee. Tennessee is one of my very favorite places. I've been to many areas in Tennessee, and they've all been equally as wonderful. So now tell me what we can do for you tonight.
Well, I'm kind of interested in some of my romance energy and what 2013 will bring in that area.
Oh, very good. That's a good question. What's going on in your romance? And, well, I'll tell you what. I know that the advisors can tell you about your romance. They won't be able to do all of 2013 because that usually takes about 30 minutes. But I know what they can do is they'll be happy to tell you about what's going on in your romance area. And I'm going to go straight to Grace because that's where my angels are pointing me right now. Grace, what can you tell Annabelle regarding romance for 2013?
Well, hi, Annabelle. And
hi.
I have to tell you, you are one hot little chick. And you, yes,
oh my
you
goodness.
Are. And you have someone that's sort of special around you right now, and it's only
mm-hmm.
going to heat up and get better for you right around
mm-hmm.
February. I see February
mm-hmm.
is going to be right around Valentine's, but maybe a little later than Valentine's, maybe even
mm-hmm.
early March. But, you know, it's going to heat up for you and get really neat. So, you play it the way you want to play it because I know that you are a very strong-willed woman and you don't take too much from very many people. So, but anyway, can you concur on what I've said?
I beg your pardon, I didn't understand that.
I said, do you agree with what I have said?
Well, I am hoping to experience what you have said because I have kind of like been out of the market in romance for quite a while. So I'm kind of ready to get back in that energy.
Yep. But I really feel that you have a strong, strong energy that's around you that's had their eye on you for a little while. But you're very strong-willed, and that's good. That's good because he's sort of a little softy, and that makes the two of you great. And I really think that you should go with it. You'll know who he is. You'll know exactly who he is when you just keep your little eyes and ears open, and you'll see him.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Grace. And I'm going to go next to Susie. Susie, what do you have for Annabelle on her romance? I can tell that she wants someone to warm her heart.
Yes.
Actually, the first thing I got about Annabelle is that she's a very thoughtful, creative, warm, and sensible person, and you have all of these things to offer somebody. And yes, I am getting a yes for you for. A relationship in 2013, and I am heading towards the direction of getting when that would be, and I'm getting around June.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. And I'm now being sent by my guides to Reverend Jay. Reverend Jay, what can you tell Annabelle about romance and anything else that's coming to mind?
Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, Reverend.
I have a couple of things that came up for me that do you work too much?
Oh, probably. I'm thinking about retiring, though, in May or November.
I'm getting that that's a little bit of the hindrance that you've been experiencing in your love life, that you work too much.
Okay.
I think it's important that you really nurture yourself because I think a little bit you're neglecting yourself. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. And then the other thing that I'm getting, I think you're going to get some kind of public recognition. I don't know what it is, but something's coming up where you're going to get some public recognition. I'm not really sure. Are you in the public eye?
No, not at all.
Okay, so I don't know what that's about, but keep that in the back of your mind about that. The other thing is that I feel like your sense of humor and your innocence are very attractable qualities and that you should rely on your natural ability to attract the person that you want. I kind of feel they're around you, too. I don't know if they've made their intentions known, though. But I really feel like you'll know when you're like, you're not like a jokester or anything, but you have a, like a really feminine, delicate sense of humor that is attractive to a man. And so you'll know one of these times when you're in a fairly humorous or situation that that person's attention is towards you.
Okay.
So you might want to just, you know, start, you know, noticing that, you know, like,
okay.
you know, who, when you're in lighthearted, general conversations, because I really feel somebody's there. So they may not show themselves, like Susie said, until later, but just, you know, keep your eye open and you'll start having a sense, I think. And, you know, always call on God or the angels for support. You know, there are romance angels.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So I will pass it on then to Ellen, I think.
Yes, that is correct.
That would be
Thank
me.
You.
Hi. Well, I was getting, I agree with everyone, but there's one thing I wanted to mention is that when you're in the relationship, you don't have to be the only person in the relationship. Let the other person have a little bit of power, too.
Yes, yes.
Because you kind of take yourself right out of it. You're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're creative, you're appealing. It's just that, you know, the other person has some thoughts and ideas, too, and you need to take everything into consideration. You don't have to like everything they like, but just kind of know there's two people in here.
Yeah.
And let them know that they're just as important as you are important. And I think you'll go a lot further this time. I like the last one.
Okay.
You're welcome, Annabelle. I hope this has been helpful to you. And, you know, I'd love to have done the 2013. Obviously, we've got a whole lot of callers in the queue, so I can't do that for you tonight. But you feel free to connect to the network of ChristianPsychics.com. And pick any one of our advisors for a private reading. We've got a special going this month. It's only $2.99 a minute, so you'll want to do that if you can before, you know, even before tomorrow's over. I think you'll find that Reverend Jay right now, because I feel like he's got a lot more information he could be giving you. The one thing I want to leave you with is that there was somebody that you were connected with, correct me if I'm wrong here, who had a little bit of an addiction problem, a little bit of a drinking problem. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's the one I'm getting. Believe it or not, my spirit guides are telling me that that's why they're sending me. We're sending me back to Jay on that, because I think he felt that he had something he wanted to share with you. But I will tell you this. Keep this in mind. You can't run another person's life for them. You can only run yours. And you know, don't feel bad that you couldn't change who and what they were. Do you know what I'm saying? Because everybody makes their own choices.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetie? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So,
you're so welcome, Annabelle. God bless you. You have a wonderful new year, okay?
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, nobody knows this, but I almost just hung up my telephone. I'm so used to just hitting the telephone button when I say goodbye to somebody, and my finger was on the button, and I'm like, wait, wrong button. That would have been really bad. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller right now. This caller looks like they're calling from Florida, because it's a 407 with a prefix of 342. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hello.
Hello. What's your first name?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Zena.
Zena the warrior princess. How many times has someone said that to you? I know. If you had
it's
a
memorable.
Nickel, right? Yeah, I can imagine. Well, this is a really good night because for the price of nothing, you're getting 5 psychic readings, so this is kind of neat. So how can we help you tonight?
I'm just wanting to know about a guy that I'm currently seeing. Just, you know, how is he? Good guy, that kind of stuff.
A guy you're currently seeing, and you want to know if he's a good guy, not a good guy, or something in between, because you have trust issues, correct? Because you have a trust issue from a previous relationship, correct?
Yes.
Going right over to Susie. Susie? That's where they're pointing me. I mean, it's like the dial points to Susie. Susie, what do you have for Zena tonight?
Okay, I have Archangel Raziel coming through, and it says that you are ready to have this relationship. You have the resources and ability to manifest them. And life is magical for you, so I'm getting that this is a good person for you.
Ah, very good, very good.
Exciting.
Thank you.
And I like that. Now, Zena, I'm going to head on over to Reverend Jay right now and ask him what he's picking up on this gentleman friend that's in your life.
I think I'm getting a favorable assessment too, but I'm not sure he's your lifelong person. I think that you might, you know, sometimes we go into relationships and they're okay, but they're not everything that we want. And I just feel like I have somebody stronger coming in a little bit. But it's not that you shouldn't explore or have fun now, because, you know, I'm not getting a bad thing on this current person, but I just feel like I got a couple of little, you know, they send in messages and they're not always clear, you know, and I got a couple hits that said, you know, there's something new in the future that I think is going to be much more to your lifelong situation.
Okay, very good. That's very helpful, I think. I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to ask Grace what she's seeing.
Well, hi, Zena, and I see very good. I think that you really connect very well with this person, and, you know, we all have free will. And if you free will and are willing to make the extra effort towards this gentleman, and I think you know what I mean, I believe that, you know, things would work out to your favor. Just keep in mind you have the free will to go with him, or there. I see another one around you too, and you're gonna feel like that you're sort of caught in between. And I don't think this person is around you yet. You're just in a relationship with one gentleman, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, there is another one on the very short horizon. And he can, he's going to sort of mess with your head a little bit. But like I said, you have free will to go either way that you want. And I'm hoping Ellen picks up on this too, or Dr. Jenny, because I think that you'll be doing yourself a big discernment if this other guy, if you start looking at this other guy as opposed to the one that you already have. I think this guy is a really good guy and could potentially be the one.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Great, Grace. And I'm going to step in here. I've got, before I go to Ellen, I want to ask, is there a Lenny or a Larry or anything like that, Zena, that's been in your...
There's a Giovanni.
Giovanni. No, that's not Lenny or Larry. I mean, there's no way I can make that jump. There's no way. But I do, I'm telling you, I'm sensing a Lenny or a Larry. Now, it's either for you or for somebody else that's on the phone. I have to say that, but it's so strong that it's coming through. So if anybody's in the chat room, go ahead, please, go ahead and let me know. But what I'm going to tell you is, I'm going to go with Grace on this. I feel like the current suitor is, he's almost doing a soft step, if that makes sense. He's kind of dancing around certain things. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. And the reason why I'm saying this to you is it's almost as if he says, you know, his words and his actions aren't always concise. Do you follow me?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, yeah. And so here's the thing. It's like, I'm going to tell you that you have to go with your internal GPS on this one. I already know what it's telling you. it's sending up red flags because he's not a bad guy. It's just he's not the quality guy you're looking for.
Yeah.
You follow me? Okay.
Yeah.
He's not the quality guy you're looking for. And because of that, because I know that he's not what you're looking for, he's not been able to stand true on anything that he said to you so far, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that seems to be part of the issue too, okay? He hasn't been able to stand true on so many of the things, and so you feel kind of let down. And now you're wondering, is he going to change? Is he going to be more? No, sweetie, who he is who he is. You cannot change him. He is who he is. So you either have to learn to accept him this way and feel let down like you have been, or decide maybe it's time for you to expand your wings a little bit more and find somebody who's more in liking, more like you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I haven't been too blunt, have I?
No, I appreciate it so much.
Okay. Okay, very good. Now I'm going to pass you over to Ellen.
Hi there, Zita.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, cool. Well, I agree with the rest, but more specifically is that I see another guy coming in, but, you know, the problem a lot of people have with relationships is they go in expecting someone else to change. And I was told once by a very wise sage that you can't change a person or a situation just the way we perceive them. Because people just will not just change at the drop of the hat. They are who they are. This guy sounds to me like he's a lot of fun, but if you're looking for that deep soul connection, he's not it. And the new one, I agree with Grace on this, June, is going to be a really title mark for you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wonderful. Okay. Zita, has this been a good read for you this evening?
Yes, it helped out a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay. Just do me a favor. Don't think you have to settle, okay? Don't ever feel like you have to settle. And that's probably the most important thing I can say to you tonight, all righty? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to leave you in the queue so you can still listen to the show because you never know what might come through. But I'm going to tell you, Lenny, Larry, look for that name in another guy that's going to be coming along in that time frame. I think it might surprise you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate the help.
You're welcome. Take care and God bless and Happy New Year to you. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller. Looks like this caller's calling in from 978 with a prefix of 413. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. Oh, I don't hear them. Let's try it again. 978-413. Do we have you live?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Hello?
Now, yes. Hi, welcome to the
okay.
show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm really enjoying all the readings you're doing.
Well, thank you. What's your first name?
Susan.
Susan. Okay, Susan, and what part of the country are you calling from?
New England.
New England. Okay, very good. So you've got some snow.
Yes, unfortunately we do. It's quite cold. Yeah.
That's not such a bad thing. When you're from Florida, we don't see that as a bad thing. Okay, how can we help you this evening?
well, I have issues going on in my health and finances, and I don't have a relationship. So I'm wondering if you can tell me anything you see about any one of those things, or do I need to ask a specific question about one thing?
I was going to ask you to ask a specific question, and I'll tell you why. We've got quite a few callers on the line, not more than we can handle tonight, but so don't anybody hang up because I think we'll get to everyone that's on the line right now. But if we try to answer all of them, we may run out of time. And so take the one that's most important right now, and we'll work with that one and then go from there, okay?
Okay. My health. How can I what can I do to heal myself?
Okay.
Or what will heal this illness?
Okay, hold on a second. I'm asking my... Okay, Reverend Jay is absolutely where we go to on this first. Reverend Jay, what do you have for Suzanne? Suzanne?
Hi. Is it Susan or Suzanne?
Susan.
Okay, Susan, immediately, you know, the angels came in and they said that your house is protected by angels. So I'm unsure what you were referring to about your house. But I think also I got a couple of things that should help you. I really think that you need to be spending quiet time alone. I think you need to work on your spiritual and emotional growth. I think that you have a desire to move on, and I think some of your illness is ascension related, and some of it is brought on by yourself. And I don't feel fearful of your illness. So, like, I don't feel like it's life-threatening. I feel like, because I'm a healer, I have a different perspective than a lot of other people, and I feel like everybody can heal themselves. It's the body does not work without the mind, and the body doesn't have illness without the mind telling it it's sick. So it all starts initially with the choice that I choose no longer to be sick. You can accept your illness, say, you know, I've accepted this illness. I realize it's telling me to assess my life, and I'm done with it, and I ask that it be released. And by releasing it, you can basically cure yourself. And it can be as drastic, and I know it sounds crazy, but with possibly the help of a healer, you can actually get through cancer, through lots of serious illness. So I don't know, I don't have a feeling that it's serious illness with you. So, and you don't have to say or anything. But are you wanting to move on?
From being sick? Absolutely. I've been praying for it for 4 years. To heal, and I've been releasing it and working on myself, and I'm alone all the time because I can't go out.
So are you enjoying the little things that life is offering you then?
Yes, how? I'm doing my best to be grateful, yes.
Okay. I really feel that there's more spiritual growth or emotional growth that you have to go through, which is probably not good news, but what illness tells you, and it's hard to learn, is that, you know, there's a reason for it. And there's a reason why, and it could be past life, which Grace might be able to help you with, because she does past life stuff. And if it's past life, it should be flushing itself out. You know? So I think you're in a really good spot, like in time right now, because we've just gone through this ascension, which is now going to allow us to actually go back to self-healing on a higher level. So I guess I'll pass it on to Grace, and if something comes to me, I'll try not to interrupt, but I feel like you got a bunch of things going, almost too much going on at once, and you know, and that you need to make some decisions too. So, I mean, I could go into it further, but I kind of want to just stay where I am so that I don't distract everybody all over.
Thank you, Reverend Jay. Grace, what are you picking up for Susan tonight?
Hi, Susan. I need to ask you a question, and you don't have to answer because I am an empath, and I am feeling your emotions. And everybody knows how I get emotional, I truly, truly feel I've got my hand on my heart right now, and I'm sending you nothing but loving, healing light. It's going to get better. is going to get better. You've got to turn this over to your Savior, your God, whoever you believe in, and let them know that you truly do believe in a miracle, and He will give it to you. But you have to have that wanting. I don't feel that you have the wanting to do it. For some reason, and I just have a really hard time. But and it's because I really, in order to be able to tell you what I have to tell you, is I feel your emotions. I know you've had a very, very hard time here, especially lately. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all I can say is it will get better. It is going to get better. You're choosing. I feel a little bit of lightness now. You are choosing to be better, and you've got your own self-will. I mean, we tell people this all the time. You have your self-will to know that you can choose to stay right where you are, or you can choose to go on and heal from it. And, you know, you've got an incredible learning experience. This was a past life. You've had this illness twice, actually, in two other lives that you've had. And in both of those lives, you came very close to releasing it. And so now all you have to do, and especially in this new paradigm and everything, you can let it go. It's time to let it go and just release it back out to the universe, and don't put a claim on it any longer. Don't put a claim on it any longer, sweetie. It's time to let it go. I'm going to pass you to Ellen. I feel like Ellen can tell you a lot.
Thank you, Grace. I open my heart and rest in the peace of divine love.
Yes.
That is the message. What's happening with you, it's like a bunch of dominoes. Your health is affecting your finances, affecting your romance. And right now the most important thing is to rest in the divine peace of love and to really work on that. There's little things that you can do so you won't be alone all the time, but it will kind of help you out and test the waters. Do you belong to like a church or community or something?
No, I don't.
That's somewhere you might want to start if that is something you're interested in. Dr. Jenny always advocated meetup groups. In fact, I'll tell you a secret, but don't tell anybody else. That's how Dr. Jenny and I met in a meetup group.
That's
don't tell
true.
Anybody, it's a secret. And it's really important you get to meet people of like mind that you can learn things and be out in the community. Do you like to garden, like plants and stuff?
I have house plants that I absolutely love. I love my house plants.
Me too. I have African violets. Love those. But that's something that's really important because I think I read somewhere where gardens on earth are gardens in heaven. And gardening is a great way to meet people. And gardening's, I know you're probably up in that New England winter, but there's probably a lot of people who have same interest in plants and growing different types of plants. I don't know if you noticed, but some people have green thumbs and a different plant than others. Like, people don't even understand how I can even grow my African violets. That's my specialty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And they give you a lot of joy and love, and I think gardens are like almost the connection to heaven. But the first thing you need to do is find something to be more at peace. Because once you get at peace in the divine love, everything's going to fall right into place. You'll be able to reach out more to people. You'll be able to meet more people. When you grow and are secure, there go your finances. There go your romance. But you got to start within the seed. Didn't they call it a mustard seed? Is that what they call that?
Yeah. Tastes like a mustard seed, yes.
Exactly. Beautiful, Alan. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I agree with you. Susie, what are you seeing for Susan?
Susan, I am picking up that you need to, it's along the lines of what Jay was saying, it's about balance. And you have to balance yourself and things in your life between your spiritual, your mental, emotional, and then you will have your physical. Everything in our lives, our bodies are like sponges to everything that goes on in our lives, and it's a question of how we handle them. Believing for your healing is big time important. So I would suggest that you actually consider speaking with Jay again, because Jay is a very, very extremely big help with this, with the healing.
Okay.
Thank you, Reverend Susie. Before I pass you over to Jay, and, you know, Susie, I want to say to Reverend Susie, we are like sponges, and that's true. And I think in particular for Susan, this is probably more profound than you realize. Susan, tell me if I'm on base here. You can physically leave the house if you choose to, correct?
Yes, I can, but
okay,
I get
you have,
tired.
Mm-hmm. And so you choose not to leave the house because you're afraid your energy is going to wane so quickly that it's almost not worth the trouble?
Well, it's not that I'm afraid to leave the house. It's that I do get tired easily, and because I haven't been able to work, I don't have a car, you know, and so that it's not easy to get around and to go and meet people.
Totally
like
understand
that.
Totally understand that. Can I also ask you if is there a specific illness that you've been diagnosed with?
Yes and no.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a process of elimination.
I understand.
And,
mm-hmm. Has somebody suggested to you that, for whatever reason, anxiety has something to do with this?
I have had anxiety in the past, but according to my doctor, mm-hmm. I have chronic fatigue syndrome,
mm-hmm.
which
yes.
could be caused by a virus.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And although a lot of people sometimes step back and say, well, if there's no diagnosis for something, then you simply don't have it. We know that's not true, because people have things before it's diagnosed. It's generally when enough people get them that it's given a name, and then people can be diagnosed with it. But in your case, I guess the thing that I'm feeling really, really strongly is that what happened to you 5 years ago that was so devastating?
I went through what I call the Job initiation, where I mm-hmm. lost everything. I was stripped of everything. And I see now that it was to bring me into alignment with God's plan for me and the life that I was intended to have before I came here. Mm-hmm. However, my illness got worse after that, and I'm trying to rebuild my life, but I feel like this exhaustion and the brain fog gets in the way of being able to do the work that I'm here to do and live a fulfilling life and rebuild that life again.
I understand completely.
So I do want to heal. I surrender it all the time. I pray for my healing all the time, because I know that everything else follows that.
Well, and go ahead. I know we've got a psychic on the line right now. Go ahead.
Me?
Me?
Who?
I just want this is Grace, and
yes.
I just wanted to say, and I know Dr. Jenny picked up on it, is that you've had the same identical thing that I went through 5 years ago. Is that correct, Dr. Jenny?
Well, she's gone through a lot, yeah. I wouldn't say it's identical, but it's very close, and it was devastating, absolutely devastating. But I'm going to say this. Susan, I feel like, and you're, please don't be offended when I say this to you, but believe
no.
it or not, you're currently not connected with any male at this point in time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. You're not connected, correct?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. Because how I feel is if the right, and I hate to say this, but if the right man came into your life and provided that spark of companionship and romance for you, the sun would come out and shine out of every fiber of your being, and all of this would go away. Does that make sense?
It does, and I've actually thought that myself. That is love. My heart needs to open, and I need a reason.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel that so strongly. And you know, I don't know why tonight, for some reason, I feel so strongly for you that you need to, you are so scared to death to go out. And you can say it's because you're going to get tired, but okay, get tired. Ellen hit it on the head, Jay hit it on the head, Grace hit it on the head, Susie hit on it. What you need to be doing is you need to go out, you need to force yourself to go out and socialize with some people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've said this a gazillion times, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say it again. It's as if you took a car, washed it, polished it, buffed it up really nice, and put a for sale sign on it, and then backed it into the garage and shut the door. Nobody knows you're available. Nobody knows that this soul needs to be loved. This soul has compassion and nurturing and goodness in her heart, and somebody needs to scoop this up. The problem is you're hiding it. And if nobody knows it's available, how can you ever find it? How can they find you?
It's exactly like having a car that you never drive. You may get in their car, you may have the keys in the ignition, but you're not turning it on.
Can I go now?
Yay, Jay, yes.
I've been holding my tongue so long. It's like I had about 15 things I wanted to say to her. There's something called, I'm pretty sure it's called bigfish.com, and it's a free website for camaraderie, meeting people.
It's called Plenty of Fish.
Oh, it's Plenty of Fish.
Oh, Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of Fish.
Or Christian Mingle. There's Christian Mingle, too.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, there's a couple of things. When you have tired, there are two kinds of tired. There's good tired from doing something and being tired, or there's tired from not doing anything. So what you need to start doing is getting the good tired. The reason why you're tired is because you went and did something. Even if it's like Ellen said, going out and digging in the yard. And seeds are 50 cents a pack. So, and the reward of seeing seeds grow into flowers, or the reward of seeing, you know, a little flower bed made is very rewarding. The other thing is, for some reason, I'm getting that you need to check your magnesium. And Grace confirmed that it was a past life, and I want to tell you something. We do carry stuff from one life to the next, and there are threads that are attached by cords. And I want you to go in, and this will really help you because of this new paradigm we're in. You just call in Archangel Michael, have him cut all the cords to your past life, because those cords no longer have any strength in this paradigm, and they'll go back. Just send them back to the light and fill in the spots where you cut those cords off with Jesus' golden light of compassion, or the Christ, Christ love, or just fill it in so that you don't leave where you cut a hole. And it's just, you do it all in your mind, and you have Archangel Michael cut the cords. And I think you will see, because of it, I actually got that by September. If you do that and you start doing daily exercise, and I mean it can be as much as just walking around the outside of your house, start once a day if that's all you can do. Because I feel like you're not getting sunshine. I feel like that you're, and I think you're lacking in communication. Just like Dr. Jenny said, you're the flower that is, under the bushel, and as soon as they remove the bushel, holy cow, there's going to be, this great prize. And I think you will be so surprised how quick that everything will be resolved, every bit of your fatigue and the mind cloudiness. But check that magnesium. I'm not a we don't give medical diagnosis. But I have a feeling that magnesium will help you in two ways. It's a cleansing agent, and it also helps with that mind fog.
Okay. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Jay. I'm all out of breath. I was just outside sowing some seeds. See how easy it is, Susan? It's that easy.
Dr. Jenny might have been.
Yeah, it's very true. It's not all unlikely for me to do that. Susan, I hope this has been helpful for you.
Oh, it has. I appreciate your time and all of your answers. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and God bless you, too. You have a wonderful New Year. And please feel free to stay on the line and check back in with us. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. What a sweet, kind soul. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take the very next caller, which looks like it's calling in from area code 954 with a prefix of 260. Welcome to the Christian Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida, great. And what's your first name?
Shanice.
Say that again, please.
Shanice,
welcome to the show. And tell us what we can do for you this evening.
Okay, I just had like a question about how things are going to go in the future as far as my relationship with my son's father and raising our son.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, right now I'm being sent to Grace on that. So, Grace, I'm being told by my spirit guides that you've got the line on how things are going to go with Shanice's son's dad, and also how the raising of her son is going to go.
Okay. Hi, Shanice, and thank you. I feel that everything, I know that it's been some real muddy waters for you, but things are going to get better, a lot better. I don't know that you're out of the woods just yet, but I feel that that things are going to clear up for you. Can I ask you how old your son is? Is he like five? What was that?
I'm sorry. No, he's 5 months. He's going to be 6 months soon.
Right. Okay. I knew he was very little. He's a little angel, an absolute little angel. And I was going to say between 5 and 6 months. But are you having a problem with the father wanting to be around him at this point? Is that what's going on? Okay.
And the fact that he doesn't really financially support enough, he gives the bare minimal to help raise him.
Right. And that's going to get better because I actually see work coming in. So you've got to stay on the friendly side of him. And staying on the friendly side of him will give you the information and the insight that you're going to need, because once he gets a better job, you can take him back to court for more. Right now, I do feel that he's paying about all that he can pay. He could probably pay a little more, but don't push it, because it is going to get better for you. And your little angel is absolutely a doll baby, a doll baby. And I have to tell you this, too. There is a grandparent on the other side that wishes to acknowledge, I guess it's a grandparent, that has held the baby and seen the baby and is with the baby all the time. It's a female white-haired lady. Do you know who this is?
I'm trying to think. My great-grandmother, she would be over 100, and she has, like, really grayish white hair, and she's very dark-skinned, and she's very skinny.
Yes. Yes, that's her. And she just, yes, that's exactly who she is. And she is ecstatic, and she wants you to call on her. She's the baby's guardian angel. And she is going to make sure that this baby is well taken care of. So you call on her, and I think things are going to be fine for you. I really do. See what anyone else has that comes up for you. But it's
thank
beautiful.
You, Grace.
The baby's beautiful.
Thank you so much, Grace.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Being actually guided to Ellen now. Ellen, what can you share with Shanice regarding her baby?
Oh, well, he likes to gurgle a lot. And the funny part is that when he's laughing in his crib by himself, he's not really by himself, like Grace said. They're entertaining him. But I wanted to say about his dad, about the dad, is that I agree with Grace on that. Right now, if you can, you know, play along with him a little bit, let him get on his feet more, I know things are going to get a lot better on that. And the one thing you got to remember, too, is that even though your boy's only 5-6 months, anything you can do to have him come over and watch him for 2 hours, that's very
right.
Important bonding, if it's possible, you know. But, yeah, the great-grandmother, she's always around and likes to make him laugh. And don't be surprised if you hear him laughing all to himself one day. Because that's what she's doing. She's tickling him. It's really cute, actually.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you so much. Reverend Jay, what do you have for Shanice?
Hi, Shanice. I have a question for you to start out with. Do you have childhood memories or issues from your childhood of a similar situation?
I don't know. I feel like I had a really good childhood. Like, I had both my mom and my dad, and, you know, I think they did really good with me. Other than sometimes I was bullied in school, but other than that, like, with my family and stuff, they were pretty good to me.
Okay, I don't know why that was coming up. I got something that, you know, memories from your childhood or issues regarding children, which would be your baby. But I feel like it's a favorable outcome also. I also feel like you need to do something to improve yourself. I know the baby's very young right now and you can't concentrate on anything but the baby, but I think that you need to think what you can do from home to improve yourself. That is going to, when you do something for yourself, it's going to help your relationship, because it's going to give yourself more confidence, or it's going to give the relationship a stronger, you know, it will just show that you're not just, you know, sitting there watching the baby. And for a man, it's a little bit, you know, he wants to know that, you know, the baby's going to have everything, and that means a good role model. And I think you might want to explore your options you know, I do feel like things are going to be better for you. I'm unsure if it's because you might even get into a different relationship, but I think you always need to have the father in the life, even if you do go into a different relationship. And I do feel like you need to do something, you know, for yourself. But I actually felt like it was education. Do you have a college degree?
Yes, I'm actually, I have a bachelor's in sociology with a minor in psychology and religion. And then I did a year of teaching classes, so I have teaching credentials. I was thinking about either teaching social studies or history or working for a nonprofit organization and helping with counseling or working with different people in the community and helping them, because I like helping people and educating them about different topics.
Great, because that's what I feel like you need to be doing, is something that is, I don't know, that's beneficial for you and the child, because I think that will, you know, overall, I'm glad to hear that. I'm really, and so there is a lot of opportunity, new opportunity for you, so, and for your baby. So that really does, you know, just really pay attention to what you want and go from there. You'll know what the choices to make.
Wonderful
okay.
advice, Reverend
Thank
Jay.
You.
Great. And I'm going to ask Reverend Susie what she might have for Shanice tonight.
Shanice, I am actually getting that you are going to get more help from the baby's daddy. And the advice that I'm getting from my angels are that, of course, I know being a new mother, you do need to get more sleep. And for some reason, they're telling me allow more time before making a choice. Do you know what that means?
I think it's probably in like regard to the finances and stuff, because I felt like I probably would have to go to court about that. But maybe just giving a little bit more time for things to settle it out and just, you know, going that route. That's probably what it has to do with.
Okay. Yes. And then I am getting the message that it should be very soon the end of a stressful period. That you are feeling a bit mentally exhausted.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yes, I figured that. So give it some time before you decide to take any action on the child support thing. And as the others have said, a job will come through, a better job or more finances will come through for the your baby's daddy, and things will improve.
Okay, thank
Beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Susie. Now I'm going to ask you a question, Shanice. I've got to ask this question because if I don't, I'm going to be craving it all night. What does pumpkin or pumpkin pie have to do with you?
Pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Because when Grace brought your grandmother over across, I just had this overwhelming taste in my mouth of pumpkin pie. And that usually happens to validate somebody, so I'm going to have to ask that question. Did she make pumpkin pies? Was she known for making those kind of pies during that? I mean, I know she was quite elderly, and you probably never even met her. But
I have two great-grandmothers that passed away. One
okay.
of them passed away around Thanksgiving. I'm not sure. I never met her. But the other one I did, and she was skinny, and she was darker skinned and petite, and probably about 4'11", and had gray hair. That's the one I met, and the other one I never met.
Okay.
She was about, like, a caramel complexion, a little heavy set, and, but they made, like, sweet potato pies. Not pumpkin pies, but Pumpkin pies and sweet potato pies look similar because it's the same color.
And I'm going to tell you how, with our gifts of discernment, we get it a certain way. Pumpkin pie for me is always goes hand in hand with Thanksgiving. So the person that was coming across to me, that's where that validation's coming from. So that's what it's for. This is that grandmother, not the other grandmother for me. Grace had a connection with your other grandmother, but this is the other grandmother. Can I ask you a question? Did she have a touch of sugar, pre-diabetes or diabetes?
Yes, she had diabetes.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one I'm connecting with. She's coming across loud and clear, and if you don't mind me giving you a message from her, I will, but if you mind it, tell me stop, and I will not even open that door.
No, sure, I would like
but
to
she's
hear.
Not let. She's like slamming through the door. Okay, she's coming through the door. She's like, no, you're going to listen to me, honey. I got to give her this message. So I got to give you the message that she's giving me, okay? Here's the message. She wants you to make sure you demand better. You deserve better. She wants you to get better. She's so incredibly proud of what you've accomplished, and she wants to see you do something with it. And she is talking so fast in my ear right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second. I mean, truly, just blah, 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 blah. Okay, so hold on a second. Okay, she's saying she is so, she's slowing it down for me, like okay, but it's kind of funny for me because she's purposely slowing it down, talking to me like I'm two now, but it's okay, I get why. She's saying she just wants you to know she's so proud of you, and she couldn't have asked for more for you. But she wants to make sure that you take from life what you're supposed to. She doesn't want you to settle with the wrong guy. And she says, you know what you want. Wait till you get it. That's when you know it's the right guy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. That's her information. And she's really a very sweet, kind woman, but she was never one to hold her tongue, and she's certainly not now, okay? So I just had to give you that message. All righty. I hope that's been helpful. I hope everything our advisor said tonight has been helpful.
Yes, it's been very helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck to you, and Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, advisors, I want to ask you all a quick question. I'm sure you do. Do you all make New Year's resolutions?
No.
No.
No. Does anybody?
I have one this year.
What is your New Year's resolution this year? Blah.
My New Year's resolution is to open my heart wide open. I've had it closed off and for quite a while, and I am opening it up wide open, and if it gets broken in a million pieces, so be it.
So be it. Bingo.
Yep.
That's a very good resolution, and one I would agree that you need to make. Ellen or Jay, do you have a resolution for this year?
Every time I make one, I never I guess my resolution not to have any. I don't know. I always want to make sure that I follow through with things, and I feel bad when I don't keep them. So I just kind of float along and see what God puts in my path.
That's actually very good. That's very
good.
Well,
my grandmother always used to say that man makes plans and God laughs. So, you know, I just sort of go along with that.
That is very true.
That is very true. Jay, how about you? Do you have a resolution that you're looking to keep this year?
I'm getting rich this year.
Yay, Jay!
Woo-hoo.
I love it. Love it. You're going to be working that suit.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I might have to.
No. Listen, no. I thought it was interesting because I did look to see what the top 10 resolutions were. What were the top 10 things that people kind of made promises to themselves on the new year? You would think that most people, I think that's number one, is lose weight, right? Believe it or not, lose weight is number three.
Oh.
Quit smoking.
Number one.
Quit smoking.
Smoking is number four. Oh, do you want to know what number one is? No one's. Yeah. Does anyone want to take a guess?
Spend
more time with. Too late.
More time with family.
Yeah, spend more time with family and friends. It says that more than 50% of Americans vow to appreciate their loved ones. And number two is to become fit, to follow a regular exercise regime so that they can, you know, lower their blood pressure and increase their cardiovascular, et cetera. And number four, number three is tame the bulge. Number four is to quit smoking. Who wants to take a stab at number five?
Get rich.
Oh, no, good one. Nope, Jay's is still not on there yet. It's enjoy life more. Enjoy life more. And then number six is to quit drinking. So that's, you know, that's not, yeah. But that, I think that's more specific for people who drink a lot. But number seven is get out of debt, which in a way is to kind of where Jay's is. Not so much get out of debt, but to have more financial cash flow. So that's pretty good. And then number eight is to learn something new. I thought that was cool, too. I don't know. To me, I think learning something new would be a neat thing to have, you know, for the new year. But I'd like to tell you what 9 and 10 were, but I didn't print them, so.
Sorry, guys. Dr. Jenny, you might be able to help me.
Sure. Name it.
That sounded too funny, didn't it? Okay.
No, it didn't. Tell me. What can you do?
There is a new club. There is a club down here that I am very close to, and I've been invited to join, and it's called PALS, P-A-L-S. Do you see me joining that club? Do you think that would be to my advantage?
Actually, I do see you joining that club, and I don't know what the club's for, but I see that it would give you an opportunity. Is this terrible? What is it? Somebody's dying. Oh, my goodness. Okay, wait a second. Let's see. How?
Not bad at all. It's just giggling.
I'm kind
giggling
of
night. You know, it's giggling night, but we can't help it. But
okay.
Pals, it's just it's people, it's friends without partners, and thing that, yeah, people that get together and, you know, do interesting things and stuff like that. They have little luncheons and stuff, and it's males and females. And
that's perfect.
So I've been.
I think
been,
it's perfect. Yes. I think you
I've
should
been
do
asked
perfect.
To join the club, and I just didn't know if it was going to be something for me or not.
No, I think
it's perfect
being,
for you, Grace.
Yeah,
yep.
I'm being shown that it's definitely for you, and I think it's a great idea. And I think it's, Grace, all work and no fun makes Grace very bored and frustrated. So you need to get out there and have some fun, okay? You need to get out there and have some fun. And there's so much more I can say, but I can't because this is not the format for that or the form. Okay, I'll tell you what. And on that note, we'll go ahead and take the next caller. Sound like a good idea? Yes, it
does. It does.
Okay, here we go. We're going to, the next caller, looks like the next caller is calling in from area code 217 with the prefix of 714. And welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your first name?
Zia with a Z.
Zia with a Z?
Uh-huh.
Okay, do people normally say it a different way?
I get called all sorts of things. I don't think it comes with a C or...
Okay. When you never call into this show and say I get called all kinds of things, because people are gonna be like, "Oh my, you can't say that." All right, Zia, what part of the country are you calling from?
I'm from the Central U.S.
Central U.S. Well, I'm so glad that you didn't get too definitive there. Central U.S. Are you in Iowa? Give me a little.
No, I'm in Illinois.
Okay, Illinois, very good. All right, you know, and let me tell you why we ask these questions. We do it, I mean, I obviously in the queue can see your phone number. No one else can, so they have no idea if you're even calling in from anywhere close to that number anyway, we connect easily, more easily, if we know where the person's calling from. So that's why we always ask that question. And I know probably a lot of callers wonder why I ask that. It's kind of like energy cords that kind of connect out so we can connect with that person. So how can we help you tonight?
Well, let's see. Career.
Now, Zia, you've been on the phone for an hour and 10 minutes. Don't act like you don't remember what you were going to say. I don't know.
I kind of forgot. I'm sorry. Well, it was, I have this second job of an evening, and I'm kind of stumbling along with that, and I want to know about that and a relationship that I don't have, but I'm kind of wondering if that will ever come about.
Okay. So
there's
you're
someone
wondering
I care
about,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So if we answered just one of those questions for you this evening, which would you rather it be? About the second job and whether or not you should continue to pursue that and do it, or about the new relationship you hope is coming your way?
Relationship.
I probably could have put a bet on that and gotten the right answer, because everyone wants to know about relationships, and why not? We're coming into 2013. You want to have that special someone. My angel meter is going straight over to Grace again. So, Grace, I'm going to let you answer that one first. Poor Grace tonight. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You probably are picking it up because I have been trying to connect with that same type of energy. I want to know how come you're a little homebody. You seem to work, and come home, and you do nothing once you get home. You can't meet anyone when you're sitting on the sofa and watching TV. They don't pop through the TV. It's not like you can order them, and they'll be there in 3 days.
my second job, I work from home.
Okay. That's exactly why you're at home all the time, then.
Right, because I have to work all the time.
That. Yep. Really, you need, we need to get you something fun that you enjoy to do. Tennis or a racket club, something like that, that will get you out. Even a book club. I started seeing books fly off the shelf for some reason for you, and I think you used to love to read and haven't read in quite a while. Is that true?
Well, I read reference to write. I'm a writer.
Okay. Oh.
So I do read a lot, yes, but it's in conjunction with my job. And I live far away from town, so, I mean, driving back in is kind of problematic.
I totally understand. But, then I'm going to suggest that you try something online, something different. Go out of your element is what I'm going to tell you to do. Find something that would be out of the norm for you, and you'll be surprised and amazed at what that's going to bring you. But make sure that whatever you put in your profile that you love to read, because I truly see someone that loves to read and is, even an author or something that might come, that might be out there waiting just for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I do see it. But we've got to put our effort out there too, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much, Grace. Now, I'm going to ask Jay, what do you have for Zia that isn't Mia?
Zia, Okay, Dr. Sue. Zia, I never say this either, but strongly I got that you might really want to consider a professional dating service. I feel like that you're brilliant I feel like it's going you're not going to meet the caliber of person that you want online. I don't know how smart you are, but I'm getting like you're brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard to match, you know, because, you know, men are intimidated by smart women unless they're really intelligent themselves or handsome. It can be either or, you know, you can get the dumb good guy. But, yeah, I really feel like you need a service. And, you know, it probably is, you know, the other thing is are you going on a trip? Are you thinking about a trip? Yeah, taking
a
trip?
No.
You need to keep that in the back of your mind that you heard that. Because I actually feel like you're going to be going on a trip. And I feel like you need to open your eyes to the possibilities of what are really there. Because you have a number of really desirable qualities for the upper grade man.
Mm-hmm.
And not that every woman don't have those qualities, because, you know, different women appeal to different men, but I just think because of your intelligence, and I don't know, do you believe that's true, that you're hard to match because of your intelligence?
Yes, I'm also a little unusual, but yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's the reason.
Oh, Zia, I adore you. You're good.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I wasn't getting what the unusual was, but I was just getting that, you know, that you're really smart, and I think is the quality that you need to match, that you're not going to find just anywhere. And
mm-hmm.
I really think that if you really want love in your life and you really want to have, you know, that light, I'm really getting hits on this, you know, from my mm-hmm. angels. If you really want that in your life, you know, the opportunity's there for you, and you will definitely succeed.
Okay. Thank you, Reverend Jay. And I now have to go to Ellen next, if I can.
Okay, hi. Well, what I was getting is that maybe starting like a women's book club, or when you can write and share your own stories together.
Mm-hmm.
And let me think. The last thing that popped out of my mind about being like too intelligent or off the wall, people like that. I mean, some people may not know as much as you do, but they can still
mm-hmm.
connect on some level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I have a friend that's really, she's a lit major, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
she's a little over my head, but I can get to her to a point, you know?
Yeah.
Get
well,
to a point.
What I like is kind of unusual.
it's
esoteric, yeah. And so that's not Oprah type stuff, but.
Well, it's not the thing with the zombies and Pride and Prejudice, is it? That book they wrote? Okay.
No. No.
And when Grace said they're not going to pop out of the TV, I thought, oh, I saw a movie like that, and that didn't turn out real well, so no popping out of the TV.
No,
an online something where you can share stories and maybe take the trip into town so often a month, and what Jay said about a professional dating service, but... You know, people sometimes like the unusual. I mean, what we do
mm-hmm.
isn't always that common either.
Right.
Well,
it's
very
kind of
hard to explain to people what we do and for them not to raise a brow.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm along those same lines. So the people, I want someone spiritual, I guess, but not necessarily, and please don't take offense, religious.
No.
Right.
So,
no.
You know. But that's sort of what I'm looking for, and but you know, I guess I'm happy with where I am. I just kind of wondered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep that in mind, trip and book club and professional service.
And,
so
and no, well, popping on your TV set.
I'm laughing a little bit because you're not done. Poor Zia thought she was done, but she's not. You've still got two more advisors to talk to.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
I'm going to have Susie now tell you what her spirit guides are showing you. Susie?
Okay, I've got that you are very self-reliant, and you've got a lot of wisdom, and it's it's very much paid off for you. You've done an excellent job at preparing this time for your life. But mm-hmm. it is time. I am going with Grace, and it is time for you to step out of your nest and spread your wings, is what I'm getting.
Right.
And start enjoying life's little luxuries. It's good to, as with everything, it's good to have balance, but, balance between the quiet time alone and spreading your wings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So get yourself out, girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, Zia. Let me ask you a couple of questions if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Very intuitive, correct? You're very intuitive? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. This is something that has been getting stronger and stronger, and you knew you had since a little child, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Your second job, does it have anything to do with giving advice to others?
Yes.
Hey, wait a second. I think someone's a psychic. Wait a second. I'm going to tell you that I just have this overwhelming sense that you're extremely connected, and it's very hard for you to meet people because of your strong intuition. Number one, you know what they're feeling, you know what they're thinking half the time. Am I
mm-hmm.
on the money on this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is all part of what's going on. It is very difficult for you to meet people. Now, let's talk about your second job. Why are you considering dropping it? Why are you not sure what you
want? Oh, I'm not going to drop it.
You're thinking about expounding upon it, correct?
I work day, and I want to keep that job, but my night job is the one where I help others. But I'm
great. I understand.
So I do need to spread my wings and come out a little bit more online, and I'm not... Well, I'm sorry, I forgot the gentleman's name I spoke to. He said I'm brilliant. That was very sweet. I love that. But when I say unusual, people sometimes don't know how to take me. And so I come off wrong all the time. And then that's the sensitive part of me that I find it difficult, but I need to make the money. So I'm working on that second job thing, actually beginning to bring the money in.
That's good.
I mean, that's my primary thrust, but yes, relationship, I've been single for many years, and it's beginning to bother me. Yeah.
Okay, and as well it should, because I don't think we're meant to be alone. We all want to be coupled. So here's the thing, okay? You are very strong into the metaphysical world and into that, and what I'm going to say to you is, and I know that your writing job, let's say you write,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't bring you the money that you want it to, correct?
Not yet.
Okay. So let's say this. The second job is where you're feeling more fulfilled, although it is stressful, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got to ask you this question. What can you do to feel less stressful on that job? Is it because you're always afraid that you're not doing enough?
Well, I'm self-taught, and been doing it for maybe 4 years, and I want to be really good at it, you know.
let me ask you this question: haven't you noticed that the more and more and more you do this, that the more you're validated in how accurate you are?
Not many people will reply to me, so I think, but I'm not really sure.
Okay, well...
And I think that there's a lot of self-doubt, I guess so, More people are coming, so, yeah.
Okay, I think that maybe you should... Do people have the opportunity to reply to you?
Yes, they're just not doing it, but more people are coming, so I have to take that as a yes.
Yes, you do, you really do, because that's happening for a reason. So my suggestion to you is to continue to build upon the second job, because really and truly, that's where your heart lies, and I think you know that. And and so definitely build upon that. And the other thing is, why don't you start getting involved in, like they all said, in a group where people have like things. In other words, you like a certain way of life. You also have odd, what you consider to be odd things. Now, I get it, okay? I mean, I always thought I was normal, and my daughter pointed out the other day, Mom, you drive around with a ghost hunting kit in the car, bless salt, holy water and sage. You're not normal. And I just had to laugh, and I said, well, I guess I'm normal for me. So I think that you need to associate with people who have the same interests that you have. And truly, once you do, it's going to be so freeing for you, because I feel like you hold so much in because you can't really be who you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, exactly. So let yourself, you know, as I've said on many shows, let your freak flag fly and allow yourself to be exactly who you are and try to find groups or social, you know, circles where you can be exactly who you want, because those kind of people, whether they're men or women, by the way, and that don't think I'm telling you to go, you know, I'm not telling you something weird. The thing is, even if you meet other females who have similar interests, they know guys or they have brothers or et cetera. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
so they
right.
may know somebody that, you know, so you want to expand your social circle. That's the most important thing. And in doing so, your life will feel full, because right now it simply doesn't. And helping people is a great thing, but if you feel like you're doing it all and putting it all out there for others and there's nothing left at home for you, that gets very lonely.
True.
The reason why I think the dating service came up is because I don't think you have time to do what they're saying with two jobs. So
right,
I don't know.
And, and as far as my town, it's sort of Republicanville, so with the kind of stuff that I'm into, there's just not that many people I've looked. So
that's why I think you'd be surprised how a dating service would work for you. Because it would eliminate all your stress in dating, you know. It would you know, like, get you to a specific type, quality, intelligence, you know, financial situation, you know, the all-around package. And you don't have to do all the screening, you know. And I think that's, you know, why that came up, and that, you know, your intelligence is something that's hard to match. And intuitively, intelligence is, you know, the highest intelligence you could have, because, you know, you're coming from source. So that's probably why I thought you were so brilliant.
Well,
because you're like-minded.
Well, of course, yes.
For that.
You know,
I was waiting for that.
We can't help but to laugh, because Jay just did an advertisement for himself.
Jay's
well,
an extremely intelligent person, and he recognizes intelligence as well. And you're welcome, Zia. I hope this has been helpful for you tonight.
It has been. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, and you know what? Have a happy new year, okay?
Bless you, and happy new year to you all as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
You
bye-bye now.
Isn't it
okay,
fun?
Jay, what are we going to do? Who's going to chain them up first? Oh, Lord. Don't know what we're going to do with that boy. I'll tell you
so
what.
It's so much fun, though, to connect with someone that we already know is psychic also. And yet, you know what I mean? It's like, it's getting more and more for all of us. You know, more and more people are really tuning in and honing into their own psychic ability that they never really realized they had, but all of a sudden they're saying, wow, you know, I've always felt this way, and I just thought I was weird, you know?
Right. Well, exactly. That's I've been saying a lot, come out of the psychic closet, because it's very hard for people sometimes to admit this to friends. And you know, even, you know, in my situation, I've been doing this for how many years? Everyone knows I have I own the hypnosis office in town, but the truth is, do they know I'm psychic? Well, sure, all my clients do, but a lot of them are over the phone and from all over the world. So do my neighbors know that I'm psychic? Nope, not a one of them. not one of them. And it's always kind of funny. And I kind of kept it that way because of my children. I wanted to protect them because other children can be a little bit cruel. So I told them the second the last one goes to college, that's it. I'm jumping out of the psychic closet, and I'm going to let my freak flag fly. So there you go. Let's go ahead and take our next caller, okay? This caller's calling in from area code 404 with a prefix of 452. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
It's Tunisia.
Tunisia. Well, welcome to the show. You've called before, right?
Yes, I have. I was just about to tell you that.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'm glad you called, and you're calling in from the Georgia, state of Georgia. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, how can we help you this evening?
Okay, just a lot, but just really quickly, I had a job opportunity with another company, and I kind of left my job I was at, but then I left out of town, and I wasn't sure what was going on with the job because it seems really, unstable, but I'm, like, really going through it because I don't want to go back to my old job, and I'm waiting for them, but I really don't know what's going on with them.
Okay. All right. Right now I'm being told to go to Susie on this. Susie, what do you have for Tunisia on this?
I am getting that you should not go back to your old job. That
okay.
You need to either search for something else for yourself, if that's the case. But do not go back to that old job. It's not a fulfilling thing for you.
Yeah, it really makes me extremely unhappy. I made that decision today, and I was like at the coffee shop. I was like, I can't go back. I'm so not happy with that.
Yes, that I do believe that you're going to be getting something else in its place, so that you don't need to take that step. So go put your feelers out and get yourself something else that's going to be rewarding and make you happy.
Okay, and just another thing, it's as far as, like, the job thing, I'm, like, a very confused, like, I'm 24, and I'm very, confused, like, I really don't know what I want to do. I just know I like music, and I like helping people, and I'm getting my master's in social work, but besides that, I really have no guidance. I'm just roaming, like, it's just, I don't know.
What about music therapist? Sorry.
It's so funny. I ran past that job opportunity today, and I was like, oh, I didn't even know it was something called a music therapist. And I looked at that today. It came across my path today.
Yeah, forgive me for jumping in like that. I had a friend that was a music therapist, and she would play, like, music in, like, the OR recovery room.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of harpists and stuff would go to the hospitals and hospices and play for the patients, and violinists and keyboardists and stuff like that.
Huh.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I haven't played the piano or the flute in, like, years, so I was like, I just shot it down. I'm like, okay, I don't know.
Or if you had a keyboard, you can show them how to play something.
Okay.
Let the patient play something.
If we can. Ellen, let's throw that over to Jay, because that's actually
Sorry.
What Jay does. No, that's okay. You were fine. But Jay actually does music and sound therapy, healing. That's something that he does. So, Jay, do you want to add to that?
I am getting really good feelings for you that you're going to be coming to the end of a difficult situation. I want you to stop expecting the worst. I feel like that you're having some sleepless nights, that you're expecting the worst. Now, is that true?
Yes, I'm actually, that was also why I was calling. It's like, I'm trying to get out this negative thinking, and it's really challenging. I try to think happy thoughts, but always thinking the worst, and just severely, like, I want to say, I don't want to claim it, but it's like depression and just very angry because I want, like, a role model, some type of guidance. And it's just like I'm down here and I'm, you know, getting my master's, and I feel like I have no sense of no, like, nothing to, like, guide me in the right direction. But I pray and stuff, but nothing to really, I just feel like without a direction, I'm just here, just here. I'm going to school to, of course, get my master's, but I feel like that's for, to make my parents proud, not so much for myself.
It's more for yourself than you think, but I understand about what you're saying, and I want you to remember the word cancel. Every time that you get a bad thought, I want you to say, I cancel that thought. The truth is that I am doing good. The truth is that I am succeeding. The truth is I am educated. The truth is I am beautiful. The truth is I am going to be successful. And just start whenever you're starting to get, because I really feel like you're just having some self-sabotaging thoughts, which are a little bit out of insecurity, and everybody has them. And you just have, and the way to break free of those is to cancel them. You have to cancel them every time you think of it, every time, even if it's a dumb, even if it's a dumb thought, like, you know, I hate her. Cancel it, because you don't really hate her. You may not like her. You may not know her. You may dislike her because of the way she looks or whatever. I mean, those are, you want to cancel all these thoughts that are negative, because in this new ascension time that we're going into, you're going to create what you think. It is a time of self-manifestation, and you have a golden touch to you, sweetie. And I know you don't know it yet, but you're going to help a lot of people, and I think music therapy is your route. I think that you need to pick your instrument back up. I think, matter of fact, it's coming to me as the flute or even the piccolo, and I don't know if you did that, but they're similar in a way. And I feel like that music is going to raise your vibrational level up to, I think you're intuitive a little bit too, and I think you're not connecting because of all this negative. So if you just work with that word cancel, enthrall yourself with some music that you like, even, you know, it doesn't have to be with the instrument. Just start doing music, listening to music, being in music, or singing to music, or anything to raise your vibrational level up, because I think it's just low. And I don't, I really feel like you're almost at the end of this, and that you're going to have a great time ahead. I really do feel it.
That's great, Reverend Jay. That was some great advice. I know Jay likes to play his instrument every chance he gets. He plays the keyboard, and he's very good at it.
You're welcome. Yeah, that was very encouraging, because I'm like, I just get so down. Like, I'm like, I just, sometimes I just be like, I don't even want to be here. And I'm like, I don't understand where I get these negative thoughts from, but I heard it's from, like, a past life or something. But it's just trying to deal with it right now, and it's really difficult trying to stay positive. And
Amen. I get that. Grace, I'm going to ask you if you can speak with our dear caller right now, because I feel like you have something important to say.
I do. Oh, my gosh, Dr. Jenny, you never stop to amaze me. But anyway, Tanisha, I have to tell you, past life, you played in an orchestra, and you played either the flute or the piccolo. It was an instrument that you held out to the side, and you were incredible. And I want you to, just like Jay said, pick it up and start practicing and playing it
because what it's going to do, it is going to tap in to your psychic energy, and it's going to relax you. It's going to bring you more energy at the same time, confidence. Everything is going to start snowballing for you. And anyway, but yes, you played this instrument in a past life, and you were very well recognized for it. Very, very well recognized. And anyway, that's what I've got. I think that you need to pick it up, play it, and start getting yourself out there and talk to, and you might get in touch with Reverend Jay on the network of Christian Psychics and find out how he goes about talking to nursing facilities and stuff, because people will just, they'll just love you. And
oh,
you will
thank
get
you.
So
I
much
used to
gratitude.
Play.
Yep. You'll get gratitude from it.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Well,
it,
I hope
it
this
makes
has
sense
been helpful.
Now.
It does.
Yeah, it does, because I couldn't understand, like, my love for music is, I can't even explain it. And people sometimes get annoyed with me because I'm always listening to music, but I'm not listening to the words. So I'm, like, playing the song in my head,
right.
Like,
right.
On
the
piano
melody.
In my head.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like,
it's
you're
the
really into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the melody. And once you pick that instrument up and you start playing it again, it's going to be like an old soul to you. It is also going to become your best friend. But people are just only going to, they're going to request, oh, her music is so relaxing and so enjoyable. Please have her back. And you will get so much reward from that.
Okay. Amen. Thank you so much. I felt so bad. I gave my flute away when I was, like, in high school because I don't know why I did that, but I gave it away to somebody.
Well, that's okay. You know, you can buy those on eBay pretty inexpensively.
Okay.
Even if you might have to take it into a shop and get, you know, the pads redone or whatever. But they're not that expensive. My daughter plays the flute, and I've purchased a backup one on eBay for, I think it was $79. And and it needed one pad replaced. But it's a great backup flute. So, you know, you might want to look on eBay. You'd be surprised. Also, I think it's called Goodwill. I think they now have online bidding where you can actually bid for musical instruments online.
Okay.
We're always looking to buy them for the band at school. So take a look at that. That might be helpful too. Alrighty.
All right. Thank you so much. I don't understand how much this really helped because I was really like going through it, like, and very upset. But this really helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I think we do know, and I'm so glad that you reached out to us tonight. And I don't think it was any accident that you were guided in this direction. You have a really happy New Year, okay, Tunisia?
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Now, God bless. Bye bye. Wow. Do you think we have time for one more caller, everybody?
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Let's try it. We're going to grab this next caller right now. Well, we're not going to grab them. That would be inappropriate. let me take the next caller. 717 with a prefix of 838.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Oh, yes. I had called earlier in the month. And they told me to call back later in the month to see how things progress with the problems.
Great. What's your first name?
Oh, Roland.
Roland.
Brother.
Yeah, Roland. Ronnie's brother. There you go.
Ronnie's brother. And we had touched on different issues about business and family and maybe relationships. But my main concern was the family problems with my mother and my brother, which he said would get a lot worse. And boy, they did. And actually today I was actually traumatized. And I've seen a lot in my lifetime, but today what I saw made me cry.
I'm sorry about that. I'm so sorry about that. I feel like your heart's being shredded. It's like somebody took a hammer and just pounded the heck out of it. Here's the thing, though. You realize you have no control over this.
Yeah, I realize it.
Okay. And it's kind of odd, but it almost had to come to this point, to like the absolute worst point that it could ever come to, before it can heal. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, the problem is my job today was to go get my brother at the Hershey Med Center, which is supposed to be the state of the art facility. Mm-hmm. And these people did every test imaginable, and they don't know what's wrong with them. And they were going to release him, and I threw a fit when I saw he was actually almost like a vegetable in diapers. And I said, what's going on here? And
nobody knows what's wrong, right?
They don't know what's wrong, and they were going to release him the second time. And he's getting
his health insurance? Does he have health insurance?
No.
That's where the problem lies.
That's where the problem is, but I mean, they had him there for 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, they had him there for 2 weeks. They call and call, and they ask you all about the history. And they said they did everything they could think of, and they released him. And my other brother was taking care of him, and he had, like, a physical therapist, a nurse, and a speech therapist going there. And he's making some progress. And then just the other day, my brother came because he said, my other brother couldn't breathe. He was making these weird noises. So now he's back in the med center for 3 days.
Okay, wait a second. Stop right there.
What?
My guides are telling me to go to Reverend Jay right now on this. Reverend Jay, what do you have? You must have something. You must be sensing something.
Oops, sorry, I was on mute.
Okay. What do you, I feel like I'm being guided to get to you right away for Roland. Is that true? You have something for him?
I don't know what I'm getting a couple of things, but I don't think they're the answers that you want. And I think you're unwilling to make a decision. And if you made a decision and that the problem would be more addressed, you know, I don't know what the decision is, if it's like really a commitment to having him institutionalized or not. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know where to go with it. I think you need to focus. And, you know, try to be the leader. Try to get advice, you know, from people that are more knowledgeable with his condition, you know. And then there's the one thing, you know, there's the leap of faith. You know, you have to put faith in God, and you have to put faith in what is happening the way it's supposed to. You know, unfortunately, we perceive that everything, you know, I mean, God wills us perfect happiness. And when you're in a situation that is not perfect happiness, then you have to look at the situation and try to glean what you're supposed to be knowing from that situation, how you should be moving forward, and why you're in that situation, and how to make corrections of that situation. And so I think you're confused because there's so much, and there's so much trauma. And if you could step back and think, you know, I am capable of taking care of myself. I understand what my needs are. And when you understand what your needs are, you are in the position to help someone. When you are confused about what you need to survive for yourself, you're in that fight and flight situation where you can't really focus on another person's needs. You can only see catastrophe because you're not balanced. So I think part of what you need to do is really go inward on yourself. What are you capable of doing and what you're not capable of doing, and just hold those, you know, stand in that truth And from there, you know, move any way that you can, and don't be afraid to accept help.
Some very, very good advice. Grace, what do you have for Roland tonight?
Hi, Roland. I have a question. What put your brother in this situation?
Pardon me?
If you don't mind me asking, and you don't have to tell us if you don't feel comfortable, but what put your brother in this situation?
Nothing. All of a sudden, what was happening was he was getting forgetful, and it got to the point where the police picked him up. He was driving his vehicle. His vehicle, I assume, broke down, or I don't know what happened to it, but he was walking on the side of the road, and the police took him to the med center. But before that, he was getting distant.
Dementia?
Well, that's what all this doctor tells me is. He says he can't diagnose it, but he says it's like dementia.
Now, how old is your brother? Your brother, I don't believe, is quite old enough for dementia.
No, he's only he just turned 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a deeper issue going on with your brother, and I know that there's so much on the air that, you know, we don't really like to talk about to it. If you want to book a reading with one of us, we can go into deeper in depth on it, because I don't really want to broadcast it across the air on what I'm picking up.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to give Roland your number. You can book a reading with Grace. Would that be okay, Grace?
That's absolutely fine.
Because I know she's getting a much stronger connection here. If you've got something to write down there, Roland, it's 513-708. Yeah, go ahead.
I just don't want to. I'm on vacation right now, so. Once I get back off of vacation, you can go to the network at Christian Psychic, and my number will be right there. Dr. Jenny will be able to put you through to me then. But until then, I'm out of town. But, I just don't want to broadcast it over the air. I just for the respect of you and your family and your brother.
Okay.
I understand exactly where you're going with that, Grace, and I think, yeah, it makes sense. I understand. Roland, what I can tell you is that you've been a very good brother to your brother. You've also been a very good son, and you have nothing to feel guilty about. And stop, because I feel like you're always pushing yourself, trying to think, I should be doing more, there's more I should be doing, I'm letting people down, but you're really not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do. Take it and look. You know.
I know. I do know. Do any of our other advisors have any other thing that they would like to add to Roland? Because we've got 2 minutes left to the show. No. Okay.
I just want to say that Roland, you are such an incredible, loving brother, that there's nothing that you could have done to have saved this situation. I just want you to know that, this is nothing that you could have ever controlled, ever. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I just want you to know that. Don't give yourself a guilt trip. And like you said, you know it's been hard. I see that the hardest part is over with, actually. So it's going to get easier for you. I'm so glad you called in, because I feel like that just with this, you calling in and us sending, all of us are sending you a lot of love and light. And, you're going to get through this, and things will be better. But just
don't beat yourself up anymore. Don't do it. It's, you know, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Roland, you need to take care of yourself because your stomach, I can feel in your stomach, is a knot that is hurting. And you're going to hurt yourself if you don't take care of yourself. And I don't know if you're feeling that or not, but I'm empathic myself, and there's nothing wrong with my stomach, and I can feel on the left side that you're having, you know, some pain. Is that true?
No, I just had a horrible case of heartburn.
Right. And you know what?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not even heartburn. You're giving yourself an ulcer.
Yeah.
Roland, why don't you book a reading with Reverend Jay? Reverend Jay would be excellent, and he can help. Take care of any of the anxiety and the pain you're going through. It would be an excellent start for you.
Okay.
Or whoever you feel comfortable with, you know, always go with what your heart tells you, you know. But don't be afraid to seek help because, you know, you're only human. You know,
amen,
we're all just human, and it does help. People can help you.
Amen to that. All right, Roland, thank you. I hope this has been helpful for you.
Okay, yeah. Well, thanks a lot because I was just hanging in there. Hopefully I could get through tonight. I just waited.
You were. I know you did, and you finally did get through. And do me a favor. If you need to call back in, which, you know, always call in at least 10 minutes of the show before the show starts because that's your best chance of being able to get on.
Well, I know. I was going to do it, and all these phone calls hit me at one time.
Yeah, I know. Or like they suggested, schedule a private read with one of our psychics. You know, the special this month is still on for $2.99 a minute, and you can get through to any of them. And I think that might be very helpful for you. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
We're praying for you. God bless you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. I want to thank all of our listeners tonight. Everyone's just been such a blessing to this show. At the Network of Christian Psychics, our whole goal is to help people. We're honest. We're sincere. We tell you what we see and what we feel. Nothing more, nothing less. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in on Sunday nights just to listen and to maybe get a little advice or maybe to share a little bit of their info or wisdom. And make sure you tune in next Sunday night. We wish you all a very happy New Year, and we hope to see you again soon.
Fallen into someone's wicked spell. And I went to see him suffer, though I didn't know him well. As I was